Hi, it's J.D. Collins, and you know, I've been writing these posts forever and ever and ever, and then I just decided we have music, we have a microphone. We could come up with a concept and talk instead of type. It's a novel concept. Valentine's Day, February 14th. But it got me wondering, with Valentine's Day, are there three perfect songs, depending on what stage in life you were in, that could apply for a special day like this? You wanna know risk, guarantee. This is one from Lionel Cartwright.
You wanna know how the song will end before you start to dance.
It's called Leap of Faith. And what I like about the song is it talks about romance in a very young stage.
Your hand in mine for a long,
and the possibilities
time
of what could be.
If you could just be.
So that's Valentine's song number one. Check this out.
And take a leap of faith, cast away your doubt. Darling, come what may, we can work it out. A love that's real will always.
I mean, imagine if you were young people, you just or just met someone.
If you'll trust
you know,
me, like
it's a song that could
no rain
resonate.
That
be one that you could go back and listen to.
The first step's always the hardest one to
you
take.
You following along where I'm going now?
It's a leap of
faith. Lionel Cartwright. That would be for if your relationship was a young relationship that you were in. Okay, so then how about maybe you've been married for a while and things are at times a little tedious around the house. You'd need one with a little different flavor. And the new one from Dustin Lynch does that.
There's a want and there's a need.
In fact, I talked to Dustin Lynch the other day.
There's a history between.
Of how a guy could actually take this song.
Girls like her and guys like me.
Write down the words and
cowboys and
put it in a frame and give it to your loved one on Valentine's Day, and it'd work. Guys, you could do it. It's a song that you could do that. But that's kind of my stage two Valentine's Day song.
I've got boots and she's got
wings. Dustin Lynch and Cowboys and Angels.
I'm hell on wheels and she's heavenly.
And because of love has, I guess, a beginning, a middle, and an end, you'd need a song that would be one that would play out right in the end. And I always thought that Marty Raybon and Shenandoah really just nailed it with a song that they had a few years ago called I Want to Be Loved Like That. You know what I'm talking about?
Natalie would give her heart to James Dean.
I mean, listen to the mournful whine in his voice.
High school rebel and the teenage queen.
And that's the great thing about country music as well. It's just
standing together in an angry world.
There's a stories behind the songs as well.
One boy fighting for one girl.
Let's close it out Valentine's Day with Marty Raybon and Shenandoah.
I wanna be loved like that.
Happy Valentine's Day. From all of us here at Kickin' Country.
Promise you can't take back. If you're gonna love me, I wanna be loved like that. Daddy never gave mama a diamond ring. Mama never wanted for. What he gave her, it came from the heart. In a bond that was never torn apart. I wanna be loved like that. I wanna be loved like that. I promise you can't take back. If you're gonna love me, I wanna.
waxes, flowers, and a garden of stone. For 7 years now she's been gone, and his devotion is still going strong.